This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Remember the now somewhat muffled boom in meal kit companies? Boxes of packaged ingredients showing up on your doorstep. All you got to do is cook. Small farmers have been doing something similar for years now, and they are none too happy to see the prepackaged competition. From KQED, Sam Harnett has the story.
Paul Underhill built his Northern California farm on the CSA, or Community Supported Agriculture Model, which means he grows a lot of kale.
What are you watering?
It's kale transplants that are going to get planted tomorrow.
Underhill's customers pay him to deliver a box of produce every week. The cost can range anywhere from $18 to $38, depending on the size. There are no middlemen. The money goes straight to him.
It was basically like the 20th century farming equivalent of a funding website, you know, GoFundMe or something.
The community agricultural model came to the U.S. in the 1980s. It helped some small farmers survive as big industrial farms pushed down produce prices. Underhill and other farmers in the region say their CSA business grew steadily until the recession hit.
So back in 2008, we were delivering 1,300 to 1,400 boxes a week, and we're now doing somewhere between 750 and 850.
Underhill says farmers like him developed the whole straight-from-the-farm concept, which is now being undercut by the likes of Blue Apron, a meal kit company that has provided financial support to Marketplace in the past. Underhill says he can't afford to advertise like those big companies backed by venture capital.
At Blue Apron, we're building a better food system, where instead of paying for middlemen, we work directly with family farms.
Blue Apron declined to comment for this story. It had a rough year, losing some customers in a market that's becoming increasingly competitive. The meal kit company Sunbasket wrote in a statement that CSAs are another excellent way for savvy customers to gain access to quality produce, and we believe there's ample room in the marketplace for both. That marketplace is getting crowded, says Evan Wigg.
The new produce box schemes, they're really not the death of the CSA, they're just the newest iteration in a long, evolving trend.
Wigg founded the Farmers Guild, an advocacy group for local agriculture. He says CSAs used to be one of the only ways for urbanites to get things like heirloom kohlrabi or purple carrots. Today, in addition to the meal kits, there are also more farmers markets and organic produce is available at many grocery stores or Costco.
The local food system, the local food models have shifted so dramatically in just the past decade or two.
Wigg says customers now demand more convenience and control. CSAs often send produce that's in season, unlike the meal kits, which can tap different farms to give customers everything needed to make a specific meal.
We now live in a time when people can buy everything online, have almost everything delivered to their home.
Lorraine Walker runs Eatwell Farm, another Northern California CSA. She's trying to stay competitive by inviting customers to her farm to do things like pick strawberries and make pasta sauce.
Because that's the one thing nobody else can offer. Is that true connection to the farm, to the soil, to the plants, and where your food comes from.
Back at Paul Underhill's farm, workers are wrapping pallets of vegetables with plastic, getting them ready to ship. Underhill is now selling more produce to restaurants and grocery stores. He's resisted selling to meal kit companies because he said they would cut into his profits.
It's very, trying to think of a word other than depressing, but I mean, that's what it is.
With today's low produce prices and slim margins, Underhill says selling through a middleman isn't a long-term option for him. In Northern California, I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.